seem like a damn futile business to keep on living. No more tutors high school next September, which would probably be a devilish bore, since one couldn't be free and easy as one had been during brief snatches at the neighbourly Slater Avenue School. Oh hell, why not slough off consciousness altogether? The whole life of man and of the planet was a mere cosmic second, so I couldn't be missing much. The method was the only trouble. I didn't like messy exits, and dignified ones were hard to find. Really good reasons were hard to get. Those in my chemical laboratory, I re-established this institution in the basement of a new place, were crude and painful. Quickly a spattery and unreliable hanging was ignominious. Daggers were missing, unless one could arrange to open a wrist vein in a bowl of warm water. And even that had its drawbacks, despite good Roman friendship. Thoughts on my cliff were possibly vulgar in view of the probable state of remains. Well, what tempted me most was the warm, shallow, reed-grown Barrington River down the east shore of the bay. I used to go there on my bicycle and look speculatively at it. That summer I was always on my bicycle, wishing to be away from home as much as possible, since my abode reminded me of the home I had lost. How easy it would be to wade out among the rushes and lie face down in the warm water till oblivion came. There would be a certain gurgling or choking unpleasantness at first, but it would soon be over. Then the long, peaceful night of non-existence. Would I enjoy it from the mythical start of eternity till the 20th of August, 1890? More and more I looked at the river on drowsy, sun-golden summer afternoons. I liked to think of the beauty of sun and blue river and green shore and distant white steeple as enfolding me at last. It would be as if the element of mystical cosmic beauty were disarming me. And yet certain elements, notably scientific curiosity and the sense of world drama, held me back. Much in the universe baffled me, yet I knew I could pry the answers out of books if I lived and studied longer.